Here we go. Okay, I'm Victoria Wood, and I'm interviewing Miss Toy, Mr. How do you say it again?
Tongue. You
Tom
can't.
and Dominic.
Yes.
And they are from Vietnam, and today is Tuesday, October 10th, and we are meeting via Zoom. This interview is for the Global Classroom Project, and the goal of this interview is to learn about their stories and their student lives. So my first question is, like, how has your guys' TCC experience been for you? How has TCC been for you?
So right now I just start at TCC like 3 months 2 months that the first semester of
Yeah.
fall.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, that's right. It's
That's good.
so wonderful because here there are a lot of like international students. Yeah, it's looked like a small United Nations here.
That's cool.
Yeah, me too. I stay blessed with him.
Yeah.
I just studied 2 months in SL for speaking, writing, and listening class. Yes.
Well, for me, I have 2 seasons at the TCC, but I don't have time too much. That's why I just take only speaking class.
Nice. So, like, what do you guys like best, and what do you not like?
Here?
Yeah, like here, yeah.
So right now, I haven't got any complaint about that because the facilities here are quite good, you know. So I think in the future, if we have anything, any troubles or problems, so we can talk about that. But right now, so far so good.
That's good.
And for me, I think I can make a new friends, and I can practice my pronunciations because my accent is not good. So that's why when I try the class, so the teachers can help me improve my pronunciation skill. And so, I just yes, the best thing I like the most, I can make a new friends.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's always good.
I really enjoy the TCC class because I can improve English every day. Especially speaking skill, I really so bad about that. And the bad thing is the TCC kind of far from my house. I have to drive about 30 minutes to go to this campus. It's kind of far.
That's kind of far, yeah. That is. So, have you had any struggles being an ESL student or an ESL student in America?
Have any struggle? The difficult things
Like
struggle.
being an ESL student, yeah.
The different.
No, the struggle. No, that's
No.
mean the difficult thing.
I'm.
No,
No.
I don't
No? Okay.
have. That's good.
And then, have there been any benefits that came from being an ESL student? Like any positive things?
Benefits.
The benefit of the ESL student is we have a lot because
Yeah.
you know we have the confidence when you speak among the people, and yes, we learn about a lot of cultures here
That's cool.
from international students.
Yes, for me, because in the some last week ago, so I just I'm researching for the TTC. Why many students choose the TTC for studying? I just found out the TTC has the many special transfers. That means if you study here, you can make you can keep the credit, and you can move. You can transfer the university.
Yeah.
And sometimes the TTC has some scholarship, and the cost very cheaper than the other college and university. Yeah, that's the reason I think this is a benefit from the TTC.
Yeah, that's definitely a benefit. Have you learned English and any like other methods throughout your life other than the class?
English.
Yeah.
Can you come again?
So, have you learned English in other ways than by taking a class? Like by maybe like watching shows or
Yes. So we right now we have a lot of benefits like internet. So
yeah,
it's a good benefit for us to practice English.
For me, when I finished last, I come back home, so I always practice English by YouTube. I also watch the speech on the YouTube, and I try to talk with them, and I try to correct my pronunciations, and I watch the more video films in Netflix. Yeah, this is help me listen and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. We have a same like me. I learn English at the YouTube and sometimes in the social media. Sometimes I practice with my wife. She is a student at the GCC. She is the international student. That's why sometimes I practice with her to improve the English.
Yeah. Let's see. How do you compare that to like learning in class? So how like using YouTube and stuff, how would you compare that to like the class format of learning English?
Compare to like meeting in person or?
Yeah, I mean like what different ways, well, how of learning English through like YouTube, how is that different from learning English in a class?
Yes. Mm. So that like here, if we have like learning person, is have like big motivation for us.
Yeah.
So we can practice face to face, and we meet the teacher. So teachers can correct a lot of things, you know, grammars, pronunciation.
Yeah.
And you know, learning the YouTube is good, but you have less motivation about that.
Yeah, it's just easier and fun.
Yes.
So why did you guys decide to come to the States?
You know, the States is like very like modernized countries and developed countries.
Yeah.
And English right now is an international language. So I don't know about the mindset of any people, but I myself when think that when you have especially English, you can easy to get a job. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you have better future when you get home or you can work anywhere you want.
That's good.
For me, I come to US because I got married.
Yeah.
I got married about 3 months, so that's why I moved here.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
I have been here about 4 years. The first time when I come to America, actually I live in the New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And for the friend's father, he referred my family to come to Tulsa. And my family decided to live here because the Tulsa is where everything cheaper and convenient.
Yeah, that's good. Like similar to that, why did the other two of you, why did you guys pick Oklahoma specifically?
Because the weather.
The weather?
I think. Yes. I've been here over 3 years and a half, 3.5 years. I got a time to live in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
The west of Pennsylvania is called Erie City. And, yes, no, the weather where there, it was really cold there, but it's shared the border with Canada, you know.
Yeah.
So I was under the weather all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cold, and then I can't stand the weather there, so I decided to move here in Oklahoma. It's the weather quite cold, but it's not like that, and especially now small Vietnamese community here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can help each other.
Oh, that's
so
good. That
the reason why I moved here.
Because for my reason, because my husband live here, so that's why I can stay here.
Yeah.
I think I have the same one, because the weather and the price, the weather not too cold and not too hot.
Yeah.
The price being cheaper more than the big city.
Because
I live in the Atlanta, everything was a high price, like the insurance and everything. I think that's why I choose Oklahoma.
Yeah, those are good. Those are some good reasons. Do you enjoy it here?
That's why we're here.
Yeah,
really enjoy.
Yeah.
So, are there any like technological differences, like technology differences between here and your home country?
Yes, a lot.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, there are a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a model than Vietnam.
Yes, modern, because all the parts of the United States, they have like equal. Not like in my home country in Vietnam. They just have some part like in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But the rural areas, you know, is very have like poor infrastructure and facilities.
Yeah.
But here it's quite equal.
Yeah.
And we can approach new technologies, especially in IT or anything, you know, in healthcare, in as I said, you know, everything.
For example, you can buy the new iPhone very cheaper than Vietnam. Yeah.
Everything
that's
a plus. Is it hard to adapt to the technological differences? Was it like hard to change from the differences, like coming
the differences, what and what
in
aspect
technology?
Yeah, it's hard. It's kind of hard because, you know, you have to have like have to be smart, I think.
Yeah.
to adapt the new technology here.
I just feel like it's all around us too. It's like everywhere you go. There's electronics,
The electronics thing.
And then, are there differences in food?
What?
Different foods
from where you're from?
Food?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I say yes, but I don't know about my friends, but...
Yeah. Yes.
It's hard to adopt because... I live in my home country for a long time, so everything about the food, the taste is going to my blood.
Yeah.
Yes, and when I try like a new one, like Mexican food here or American food, it's not good to me because.
Yeah.
So usually I have the food in Vietnamese restaurant here, or I can cook for myself.
Yeah.
So
do you often cook for yourself, like the food that you had back home?
Yes, that's right. Because here, as I said, we have like small communities, Vietnamese community here. So we can go to the, so we also have like some Vietnamese markets. So we can buy like original things.
That's good.
And we can make like the authentic taste.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So for me, I think difference because when I try to eat American food, so I just feel very strongly sweetly. But in Vietnam, the Vietnamese food is mixed the sweet, strongly, sour, something like this. But in American food, just very, very strongly or very sweetly. That's it.
Yes.
And so if you want to cook the American food, very, very easy. But Vietnamese food, kind of difficult to
yeah.
to cope because
yeah.
you can buy many indigenous, for example, many vegetable, meat, something like this for Americans. So just simple.
It's have a lot of
yeah.
a lot of ingredients
yeah.
to do.
My
yeah.
I live here about 4 years, but I still cannot enjoy the American food because in my opinion, it's kind of saucy and fasty.
Yeah, yeah. And the portion sizes are so much bigger too.
Yeah, bigger yeah. than my country.
Yeah,
when I eat the noodle in my country, it's kind of small bowl, and when I come here, it's kind of big. It's like three
yeah.
times or four.
Yeah,
I cannot do. Is the whole thing.
Yes, one more thing I want to say you in Vietnam, so we can make a lot of vegetable and fresh food, but in America, just I think the
frozen food.
Yeah, frozen food. Yeah, frozen food. It's different.
Yeah, it's not as like authentic and
yes, authentic.
It's more plain, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is there differences in schooling, like from Vietnam to here? Like, is the school systems different?
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Yes, and especially the here you have like very good education schooling system, and you get free for schooling from kindergarten to high school.
Yeah.
But in Vietnam, you know, you have to pay for everything, nothing free.
Really?
Yes, from kindergarten, secondary school, or primary school, and high school. And you know, we rule by, the, you know, I don't want to talk about like the political, you know.
Yeah.
The rules, the communist rules our country, Communist Party, so it got hard, you know, hard. So you have to pay for everything for that. It's not free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say you one thing. In Vietnam, sometimes if you want to study class, you just study very simple. But the teacher asks you take the actual class. That means that after the class, you can study more. Yes. If you want to study well, so you need to take actual class, more classes in
you have to take extra classes.
Actual classes after class,
yeah.
And children they have no childhood, you know.
Yeah.
They learn until maybe like 9 or 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot different than here, yeah.
Yes. In Vietnam, when I learn at the school and after school, I have to bonus learn it's like you have to learn more to the night, and we don't have enough the equipment to the practice.
At yeah.
That's all we have.
Yeah, that was the reason because they make a lot of things for children to get money.
Yeah.
They don't teach everything, you know. They don't teach everything at a school that push you. Have to go to the extra class.
Yeah.
Because the salary of the teachers there is very, very low.
Yeah.
It's not like in the States. So
yeah.
That's the reason why they want to take more income from the students. So that's the rule. If you don't go to the extra class, you're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, so is the culture there a lot different than here in America?
Yeah.
Yes, very, very different.
Very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, the I think the most difference is the freedom. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
American is very freedom. You can talk, you can say everything what you want. But in Vietnam, you just think if you want to say.
I mean, you don't have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That is a lot different.
And a lot of different, like, culture about the traffic or music or food, kind of different.
Yeah. Do you guys see like aspects of your culture reflected here in America at all?
No, what culture? Come again.
Do you see parts of your culture reflected in America at all?
You say?
Okay.
Reflect?
Reflect just kind of means like, do you see things like similar from here and there?
Let me see, because it's kind of a lot of different. It's
yeah. Not many similar things.
I don't think so.
Yes. In the meantime, I haven't seen any, see anything special like the first reflect with my culture.
Is the melting pot?
Mm-hmm.
Melting pot, because in Ho Chi Minh City, sometimes a lot of the other so melting pots. Do you think so?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think different, not similar.
You tell a lot of different because.
I can't find
two
the
cultures.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have different hobbies here than you had there, or do you have similar or the same hobbies, like things you do for fun?
My hobby is the yoga. Yoga, so that's why when I finished study work, I also go to the gym center for yoga. Yeah, this is my hobby. And a lot, I want to travel a lot. I want to go abroad in the world because I want to discover many things. Yeah, that's the best part.
My hobby is the soccer, but when I come to the US, I think I see the everyone here doesn't like the soccer. So but I have the small community, Vietnamese community, so I play soccer with them every week. But I think that is not the good sport for the American.
Yeah, it's mainly just football, but yeah, sometimes they play soccer, but not that often yet.
Yeah.
How about you?
Okay. Hobbies, I love sport. Lifetime, I love soccer too. But right now I don't have much time to spend.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yes, but I can play some like ping pong, table tennis here when I have free time, when I go to school. So it's kind of fun and relaxed to me.
Yeah. And then my last question is the affordability. Like, the price of things, is it similar? Are things cheaper there? Are they cheaper here?
Compared to my country?
Compared to your country.
Here, of course, is the cost of living here is kind of high, but the income you have here is it's suitable for that. You're fit for that. In Vietnam, compared to here, it's kind of different because the cost of living there is also different. For example, Vietnamese people, the average wage a day, a salary is about 10 million. 10 million is around nearly $500 a month. $500 a month, so they can get like 15 or 16 bucks a day. Yes,
that
but here lot. You know, here you can get like 15 to 16 bucks an hour. So it's kind of different.
That is different.
Yeah.
Was it nice coming here where you can get paid more?
So here,
things still cost more,
They cost more, I think so.
Yeah.
You have any idea about this?
I think everything in Vietnam is cheaper, but the quality is lower more than the American. American the higher, but the quality is good.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
Okay, you pay what you get for.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're approaching our end time. Do you guys have any questions for me?
It's a good time to talk to you,
Yeah.
Torian, and share something
Yeah.
about us.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna end the recording.